Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Whatever happened to all those colorful college coaches of yore? This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. I remember the good old days in the ACC and college athletics when the coaches did not like each other and made no bones about it. Sure, some coaches had some tact, but Stormer Norman Sloan was always needling Dean Smith, and Lefty Dozell once accused a South Carolina player of punching him during a mid-game melee. Even Smith got into it on occasion, once saying that his two black stars, J.R. Reed and Scott Williams, had a higher combined SAT score than Duke's Danny Ferry and Christian Laettner. It was to prove one of his many points about racism. Thought we had one of those good old coaching spats last week when TCU's Gary Patterson zinged the Mad Hatter from LSU, Les Miles, about a decision Miles made on how to treat star running back Jeremy Hill, who had been arrested for simple assault. By the way, the same player who had already been charged with sexual misconduct on a 14-year-old girl, obviously a great kid. Miles said he would let a team vote decide whether Hill would play in the opener against, guess who, TCU. The Horned Frogs Patterson saw that as the joke it is when he jumped Miles for the self-serving decision. Of course the players are going to vote Hill onto the field. They want to win, and having their star back might keep them from losing. But Patterson backtracked the next day when his agent, who happens to be Miles' agent, intervened, and Patterson said he wasn't necessarily talking about the LSU situation, but the policy in general. Well, that's absurd because of who did it, who said it, who's playing who on opening day. I'll tell you, I liked it a lot better when coaches didn't have agents. Who were Sloan's agents? Lefties. Deans. Jim Valvano didn't have an agent. He was his own representative, cutting deals left and right and joking about them along the way. Patterson had blasted Miles because he already suspended his own star, defensive end Devontae Fields, for the first two games for violating team rules. My whole team would have voted Devontae back on the field because they want to win, Patterson said, but that doesn't teach any life lessons. Apparently, the only life lesson Miles wants to teach is winning at all costs. Unless, of course, he gets a pang of consciousness or a call from his athletic director. This is Archansky. See ya.